From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues to study Paul's epistle to the Colossians as he deals with the last two verses of chapter 1. In verse 28, the apostle is summarizing the aim of the gospel ministry, saying, "Of Christ, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus." Paul's ministry was setting forth Christ, an emphasis which ought to characterize the preaching of every true minister of the gospel. In the course of this message, laboring to produce fully mature Christians, Dr. Cairns emphasized that a clear understanding of the gospel is the surest way to full assurance of salvation. Next, we'll see the components of Paul's method. The first and most important element is preaching, the public proclaiming of God's word. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, "Nothing to Alarm Us." The text is Daniel chapter 12 and verse 13. "But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days." We cannot understand all the prophecies, but yet we regard them with pleasure and not with dismay. There can be nothing in the Father's decree which should justly alarm his child. Though the abomination of desolation be set up, yet the true believer shall not be defiled. Rather shall he be purified and made white and tried. Though the earth be burned up, no smell of fire shall come upon the chosen. Amid the crash of matter and the wreck of worlds, the Lord Jehovah will preserve his own. Calmly resolute in duty, brave in conflict, patient in suffering, let us go our way, keeping to our road, and neither swerving from it nor loitering in it. The end will come. Let us go our way till it does. Rest will be ours. All other things swing to and fro, but our foundation standeth sure. God rests in his love, and therefore we rest in it. Our peace is and ever shall be like a river. A lot in the heavenly Canaan is ours, and we shall stand in it, come what may. The God of Daniel will give a worthy portion to all who dare to be decided for truth and holiness, as Daniel was. No den of lions shall deprive us of our sure inheritance.
Soldiers of the cross, shall the trumpet call away. Soldiers of the heavenly King, who faithful stand through everything, sound forth and let your praises ring to Christ the Lord. Thank you.
saints have trod, press on to higher ground. And be not thou discouraged, though Satan's host assail. Against you God has said, the gates of hell shall not.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want you to know that we appreciate very much the response from those of you who listen regularly to these broadcasts, and especially to those who take the time to contact us to let us know that you're being blessed by the programs. Among the various publications that we offer on Let the Bible Speak, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue will be The Risen Christ. The articles will include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the country of Poland, as well as a report of what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why does a good God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
assurance is not some pipe dream. It is not some make-believe. It is not the exercise of willpower. It is not even the exercise of the usual syllogism or logic. The Bible says this: I believe it, therefore I'm saved. That's how most pastors lead you to assurance. There is some validity in that logic, but that's never going to give you full assurance in itself. The full assurance comes from understanding the gospel. Faith cannot be exercised apart from the Word of God, for faith is always a human response to a divine revelation. So understand this, and never forget it. Paul is laboring that they may have full assurance, but that full assurance comes from an understanding of the gospel. And so as he enters into this exposition, he's going to be leading them into the depths of the truth of the person and the work of the Redeemer. And as he does so, that's going to create in them an assurance of the truth of the gospel, an assurance of their interest in the gospel, and it is going to do something else. It's going to protect them from the subtle heresies that otherwise would overthrow them or distract them or put them in a wrong pathway. The surest antidote to heresy is not a heresy hunting club. Though I am very happy that there are people out there keeping their finger on every new heresy that is arising in the church. But the surest antidote to heresy is a sound Christology, a sound grasp of what the Bible teaches about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Paul wants to get in their heart, and he doesn't want them to move away from it. So what does he do to them? He proclaims Christ. Now, how did they get saved? What was the message he brought to them in order to bring them out of darkness into light? He preached Christ to them. Isn't this the message of the gospel? Every apostle preached it. Peter said, "We have no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." We noted as we were looking in the book of Acts a few Sunday nights ago that when Philip went to Samaria, he preached Christ unto them. When he met the Ethiopian eunuch, he preached Christ unto him. When the apostles went to unconverted Jews, they preached Christ to the Jews. When they went to heathen Gentiles, they preached Christ to the Gentiles. There is no other message for the salvation of the world. Men don't get to heaven as the result of the study of comparative religion. Men don't get to heaven by finding whatever little ray of light they imagine may be found in this religion and that religion. No, sir. Men get to heaven exclusively, solely, totally, and only in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way. There's no other message. So he says, "For the unsaved, I preach Christ." In many places, that message is not preached. Even in many evangelical places, that message is not really preached. What masquerades as the gospel nowadays is a far cry from the apostolic gospel. The Jesus that is being presented by so much of modern Christendom is what Paul terms another Jesus. But the solid preaching of the person and the work of Jesus Christ as expounded in the Word of God is sadly missing in many places. But I'll tell you what's even more missing in evangelical churches. And it's the preaching of Christ to God's people. There's many a preacher who will preach Christ to the unconverted to see them converted. But once they are converted, he somehow thinks that he has to have some, quote, more practical message for them. And so he wastes his time and he insults the Word of God by a series of so-called practical studies that are 99% rubbish and 1% senseless. And there's no Christ. Mother's Day. Across America today, there will be dumb preachers. Well, I wish they were dumb in the sense of buttoning their lips. And they'd be preaching heathenism. And they'd be so eulogizing mothers that they'd be worshiping them practically. Now, there's a sense. The English word worship doesn't always have the connotation that we give to divine worship. We go into a magistrate's court in the United Kingdom. A magistrate is called Your Worship. You'd better remember that when you talk to him, or you could end up in jail for contempt of court. Your Worship. We don't mean that he's God. It is simply a token of respect. I worshipped my mother in that way. And woe betide anybody who'd ever have opened his mouth against her. He'd have been more dead than alive in no time. And I would hope that any fellow with any red blood in his heart or in his being would do the same. But across America today, there'd be people talking about mothers as if they were gods. I was reading, and I think this comes from an old Jewish proverb. There is an old Jewish proverb to the effect that because God couldn't be everywhere, he sent mothers. That's blasphemy. And then I read a so-called Christian poem, may even have been a hymn for all I know, but it had a lot of verses in it, and they took up that theme, because God didn't have hands to wipe away every tear from every baby's eye. He sent mothers. And that's blasphemy. Utter, heathen, pagan blasphemy. Doesn't honor a mother to make her an idol. It demeans her. But as these preachers are preaching to mothers, some of them no doubt, well, of course, some of them nowadays may be women, but many of them will be men, and I take it they don't know what it is to be a mother, but they're going to tell you how to be a mother. And they'll have all the how-tos. And they'll give you every little rule in the book. And every little rule of psychology that some ungodly psychologist has dreamed up, to which they can attach a verse of scripture in or out of context, makes very little difference. And that's what they'll be doing. There's no Christ. It was to Christians here Paul was speaking, and he says, to you I'm preaching Christ. What is it that will enable you to grow to full assurance of understanding? What is it that will enable you to grow strong as a Christian? What is it that will enable you to live and do the work to which God has called you? What is it that will enable you to fulfill the function, whether it be of a mother or a father or an evangelist or a Sabbath school teacher or a worker in the factory floor, seeking to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of an ungodly company? What is it that's going to make you what you ought to be? It is the grasp by faith of what this book says about Jesus Christ. Now, here I would need to take a quick run through Colossians 2 to make in detail clear what I mean. But I daren't do that because, as I said, if I get into it, I'm not likely to get out of it in a hurry. And a few of us are supposed to be in Pennsylvania for 5 o'clock tomorrow night. And it may not happen. But listen, This is what sums it all up for Paul. Verse 6 of chapter 2. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up where? In him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. That's the only thing that will strengthen a Christian to become fully mature. The message is Christ. The method is the next thing he emphasizes, also in verse 28. And you'll notice he says, whom we preach, warning every man. So he's preaching, he's warning, teaching every man in all wisdom. Three terms here. Preaching. I think that you'll see immediately, and some of you with good memories will recall this, that when I was dealing with verse 25, I referenced this portion because this is how Paul acted as God's steward among the people. Preaching is proclaiming. And generally it has the idea of publicly proclaiming. In other words, he was describing himself as one who was coming as a man with a message from God. Now, let me stop there, because this is the heart of Reformed Protestantism. This is the heart of the Protestant service. This is the heart of the Protestant worship. There is a place for music. And remember, it was the Protestant reformers who brought to the congregation, or should I say, brought back to the congregation, the participation in the music. They were no longer spectators, they were worshipers as they sang the great and glorious hymns of the faith. There's a place for music. There's a place where we can sit down, perhaps in a church building or perhaps out of a church building, and discuss some passage of Scripture or some issue in the light of the passages of Scripture. Perhaps in some issues there is a place for dialogue. But when it comes to the main heart working of the Church of Jesus Christ, Paul emphasizes preaching, proclaiming.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.